Brother, what is the wait? What is this timing? Yeah, what is this timing?
Stuff. Yeah, gonna apologize. I like, it's my first time ever to like a live with two people.
Okay.
I don't really know much about how this thing works. Do you know what I mean? So I apologize.
That's okay. It's okay, bro. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. What about you? I see you've been acting busy, bro.
I mean, you know what? This is the time for people like myself up and coming to kind of, you know, get out there. And like, yeah, I'm just trying to do my thing. So it's good. It's good. But yeah, how's your trim holding up though?
Oh, everyone can see.
How's your trim holding up though? It's...
Yo, let's get a comb. Hold on.
Go get, bro, man came on live and didn't comb his beard. Can we just deep it? He came on live and didn't comb the beard. You yeah, actually came on. What, bro? You've got a stain on your top as well.
There it was. I brushed my teeth just before I came. Actually, you know.
Hey, did you just get up? Like, I'm so dead. This guy.
I've been on live like this before. It's new for me, so you know what I mean.
No, it's cool. Mine's looking like. Pardon?
Why have you say? Got a beard?
Bro, my beard's man like there. My beard's there. My beard's there. It's there. It's there. It's getting there. I don't want to grow... Bro, As I said to Esther, I was like, I don't want to have beans, baked beans in my beard. Like, I don't want to have that in my beard, yeah? I'll keep it.
Wait, bro, that's just not good for you. You need to be eating. If there's people, and I'll be like, all right, cool.
Chris, don't be so. Nah, bro. Like, serious note, though. How you been anyway? How's the family? How's everyone in this period?
Well, everyone's doing that. It's lockdown, just staying home, chilling, bro. Just, I'm cool. I'm chill, bro. I'm just looking forward to this. I know what we're talking about. So
are you enjoying this period or not?
Yeah, sorry, man. I appreciate it, Denzel. Better game strong. Yeah. I'm trying the relaxation. The chance to kind of like, you know, find yourself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I thought I like that. You know, some people are doing it, some people are not, but it's cool. I'm not judging anyone, but I've been doing it and I've enjoyed it. So,
do you think it's been a long time now, or do you think it's done? It should be done, or do you think it's still too early?
Oh, it's way still too early, man.
You think?
I mean, we already know there's going to be another spike coming anyway with stuff that's happened previously in the last. You know what I mean, so. We're not done yet, bro. Until they got a vaccine or something, we're not fully done. Do you know what I mean?
So, in your opinion, when do you like you think we're done when they got that vaccine?
I feel like when it's like the cases, when no one's dying of it, I'm like, all right, cool. Do you know what I mean? Because no offense, yeah, when you see numbers like 20 dying, 100 dying, whatever, it's cool, but like that could be you, that could be family members. Do you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, people look at them, they're actually people. So. If you deep it like they're actually people, you're like, fuck, it's people. People just look at it as numbers, but no, it's people. So when the death rate stops, I'll be happy.
The thing is, I think we should have done a hardcore lockdown.
We need to, bro. Like, proper lockdown.
It needs to be proper at least for a good month and a bit. Like, yeah. And that's what we should have done right at the start from March to April, because we could have been out right now. Like, we're nearly halfway through June and nothing's happened. Like I haven't seen any improvement in a lockdown or easing. I haven't seen any. Like I know they're saying there's less deaths, but we haven't seen any statistics on that.
Oh, you mean because they just say you have to
say work? Yeah, they're just saying it because they want people to go back to work. That's it. That's literally why they're saying it. Otherwise, they would put the statistics up.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really. If I'm honest, I don't watch the news, bro. So I don't know what's going on. So I just kind of get like. I just live my life, bro. I just stay up. That's it. So until, like, everyone's saying, oh, shit, we can go back to the clubs, I'm just staying home, bro. Staying home. I don't really know much, though, so.
When did you kind of realise this was a serious situation? Like, when were the declines in your bookings, or did you just have a day where everything was cancelled, or?
It was more like, I actually got ill. Before lockdown. So about 2 weeks before lockdown kind of started, like, of March, I actually... I don't know. I might have had it. I'm not too sure, but I had a really bad fever.
Yeah.
Like, I was down for a week. So I didn't go clubs. I didn't go anywhere. So I was messed up for a week completely. So I feel like I kind of had a strain of it, if I'm honest. But before everyone was going crazy about it. And yeah, so I didn't go to the club. And then second week, I was still ill. And literally, like, the club just stopped the bookings. Everything just stopped. So like, it wasn't even for me. Whole time perceived, what's going on, bro? It was like, when I had people that were covering me. Like, yo, they don't need me. I was like, okay, cool. So I was off like 2 weeks before the lockdown started. So I've been doing lockdown like 2 weeks longer than most. So, but do you know what I mean? It's all right, bro. What about you?
What do you mean? Sorry, you cut out. You cut out.
Yo, hold tight, kid flow. What's going on, bro? You like the beard? That's my bro.
You cut out. What did you say?
I said, what about you? What are you doing, bro? Like, what about you? How was your bookings?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not the same as you where I was having weekly bookings. So I came back from, I was DJing in the Netherlands. I came back from the Netherlands in January. I was saying this to some influencer that I know. I was saying this, like, so yesterday I was talking about it. And when I got to the airport, coming back to the UK, they were already installing like hand sanitizers, like machines and stuff like that. And so I was thinking, okay, this is a bit weird, you know, like I heard about it, that it was in China, but I didn't take anything seriously. So I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. Maybe China should start, you know, being a bit more careful. But when we come back, obviously, when we come back into the UK, no one's serious about it. So when I come back, it's like a normal country, like nothing, no hand sanitizers in Heathrow, nothing. I was like, okay, cool, back to normal. Come my birthday in February, which I was lucky to do, went out. And after that, that's it. And I saw that the decline in my booking was when I've got a residency in Soho and they messaged me at the start of March and it was like one weekend away before the lockdown. And they said, we might have to shut it because we're not getting enough ticket sales. So I said, oh no, let's hold out. Let's see what happens. It comes to the week and everyone pulled out of the event, like all the DJs or whoever. And on that night, and then, yeah, they said, oh, the venue's cancelled.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad they cancelled it, bro. It's better to be cancelled. Hold tight, Sean. Hold tight, Flo. Better to be cancelled than it's safe than sorry. But a lot of people, I feel like, were holding it for as long as possible. It's fair enough. But at the end of the day, we had to cancel. Like, for me, you're lucky you got your birthday. My birthday, I'm not going to say when it is, but my birthday is very, 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 very,
very in the next soon. Couple of weeks.
Like, my birthday is in 7 days. Within 7 days, yeah?
Why can't you tell us when it is? I was going to say happy birthday. I don't know now.
It's my birthday. You won't know it's my birthday. You know it's my birthday. I'll tell my brother. Hopefully he doesn't put my birthday on there, then I'm pissed.
If A-Dot's inside, put his birthday down.
I was supposed to be in Ibiza on a beach on my birthday. Yeah. And but now, obviously, my birthday is at home. I'm just going to stay at home. My birthday, you know, no one will even know it's my birthday. I'm just gonna stay up, probably have like a muffin or a brownie. That's like a muffin
from Tesco's, muffin from Tesco's, bro.
And I've got these brownies here, I've got the brownie ready for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna chill my bottle of water, just chill, bro. So it's good that 13th, yeah, okay, nah. So it's kind of like I feel sorry for everyone that's having a birthday right now because they can't see the fan.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So, but I mean, some people's family are passed. So, like, we should be grateful for what we have. So, I'm grateful, you know what I mean, that my family's, that's my brother, Roger Daddy Jack, brother.
See, he's spot on. I wasn't the first person.
I might have, like, 5 cups of tea for my birthday. You know, if someone wants to buy me a mug for my birthday, I'll take that. But, yeah, bro, just be chill.
Wait, can I just say something? Why are you combing the beard? It's not helping.
I don't know. You know what? It's very therapeutic, if that's a word.
That's it, therapeutic. How's it therapeutic?
I don't know. Because it goes through it smooth. It's like...
Yeah. All right, so going to your career, like, I've heard many good things. Obviously, I've seen you live as well, so I know you're a good DJ anyway. But... Pardon?
It's Story Croydon.
Yeah.
Was you there for that?
Yeah.
He messaged me, yeah? And he was like, yo, bro, you killed it. I was like, oh, I appreciate it. And you're like, oh, the bashing was hard. I was like, oh, I appreciate it. Like, I didn't really go in bashing, but like, oh, I appreciate it. But did you enjoy it?
No, yeah. Like, you know what? I don't know what it was, you know, because I go story a lot, but that night actually was decent. Out of and I that like, personally, Croydon scene isn't the best thing. You know, you're like, as you like, it's coming up, but it's not how it obviously used to be. So it was, no, it was definitely a good night. But like, going to your career, like, how did that start? How did DJing start for you?
Probably, I would say, I'm quite new to DJing. I've only been DJing since like maybe 2007. I used to go to a club Basildon. If you know, what's that, South? If you know, like, you know Basildon?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, Unit 7?
Yeah.
Old South Stadium. Well, before it was called Envy. You know Envy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Old South Stadium. So there's a place, Envy, Saturday, Envy, my guy, Washington, the sickest night, the best period, bro, was there in the sack. And no club can touch it. Even now, can't touch it. Apart from Wednesday Brighton. But Saturday, bro, Wednesday Brighton is the one. Vegas. Las Vegas was the one. Everyone that knows, everyone from all over, east, north, south, west, everybody went, Ulta Reese Parker, everybody went to Basildon on a Saturday.
Yeah.
MV. There's a guy called Washburn. He used to play, go in with a bashment, the hip hop. Like, he'll go in hard. Even in Essex, he'll go in hard. And like, I used to love it, and then I was just like, yo, bro, like, can I warm up? So he was like, yeah, why not? Like, he was cool. So I just started warming up for him for free, bro. I never had a car. I'll just catch train there and just warm up for free, like, for like nearly a year, bro. Over a year. Just, you know what I mean? Like, just grinding, bro. Do you know what I mean? I got a residency. And then from then, I got a residency in Watford. And I started doing urban nights, and then my name started going around a bit, and then I went, got Windsor, went back to Romford. Brighton, everywhere, bro. Just spread from there. I mean,
So what was like the journey for you? So like, what was the first club booking you got? How did you actually start DJing? How have you got to now?
Nah, just like I said, just warming up, grinding. I feel like everyone that's listening, you want to start DJing, but they ask someone to warm up for you. Do you know what I mean? So ask them. Warm up, be humble about it. And then, like I said, I got a residency at Romford. With Terry Marks.
Pardon?
Have you heard of him? You heard of a DJ called Terry Marks?
No.
Like, you can't really Google him, but Terry Marks, if anyone knows DJs, Terry Marks is one of the hardest DJs, bro. Period. I mean, especially in the, you know about Deltic, yeah? Yeah, especially in the Deltic scene, killed it, bro. He used to run Kingston back in the days, Watford, everywhere, bro. Hardest DJ, I warmed up for him. Yeah. He was sick. Like a cool guy, do you know what I mean? And sometimes it's about how you are as a person. I'm a humble guy. And he was like, you know what? I like you. You're a humble guy and you're a good DJ. And he's like, cool, I'm going to bring you to Watford. And then he took me to Watford. And then he put me to Watford. And then from then, I done Watford. Okay, let me test your knowledge. How old are you?
I don't say my age on lives.
Okay. Are you...
Pardon?
You're above 20.
We'll say just on it.
This man's too young. Barcelona.
Pardon?
Barcelona room. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Okay, so back in the days, not too long ago, but back in the days in Watford, there was a room. You know Prison Watford?
Yeah. I know. Okay, those clubs I know. Like, it's just like maybe the older clubs.
Okay, no, this is still new, but Prison Watford is called O'Shiner Watford, right? And there was a room that are Barcelona room. Barcelona room was legendary, bro. Like, everybody went there. Like, it was like the R&B room was like 150 capacity. It was like crazy, bro. Like, when I say everyone, like Charlie.
It's a massive 14.
Yeah, he did, bro. Massive. He used to come there. I've seen P Money there. Let me give an example. So I've been doing Monday nights there, bro. We used to have Raheem Sterling, Dele Alli. We used to have football players every single Monday come in, bro. Like Chelsea, regular basis. Before they were going west, they used to come to Barcelona room, bro. So for me, that's more of a name. So I was just going in there. I was doing Mondays. I was doing Fridays. And bro, I'm still new to this shit, bro. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a culture resident. I'll be blessed, bro. Culture resident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It happened. But yeah, so that's it, bro. That's do your thing, and then build a legacy. Do you know what I mean? I haven't got a legacy, but we have done a lot in the Barcelona room, and that helped me do other clubs because everyone knew about it, bro. Everyone comes, he knows it, bro. Barcelona room and Watford was the one, bro. Shame you missed it, but the one, bro.
What? So what makes your DJ set different and unique to other DJs? Why do people come down to your set?
No one comes to my set, bro. They just come to the night. Like, I'm not...
Okay, special. Why do people enjoy your set then?
Well, do you tell me? Did you enjoy my set? Why?
I'm going to say selection and just, like, energy. Like, the selection is key. I think for a lot of DJs, but your selection was different compared to other DJs that I've heard. Like, Easy's, like, straight up. And that's not even me trying to be nice because I'm on an interview with you. That's just me in general, like...
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I feel like for me personally, I've gone through different stages. And right now, like in the last year or so, I'm more focused on energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's more about that, bringing that. Because I'm an energetic guy. I've got energy and good heart. So for me, I like to just bring the energy to the crowd now. Before, I was like, yeah, mixing, selection, yeah, that's great. But now it's about energy. So sometimes you don't even got to mix. You know what I mean? Like you can just play a tune, but if you've got the right energy, boom. Do you know what I mean? And they gas himself up. No, my brother used to do, stuff in East, like Purple East and Best. Yeah. I give him credit for that, do you know what I mean? But he didn't teach me about my selection, bro. It was me. Fucking drawings, bro. Yeah, I just feel like.
Play for the ladies, you will win. Yeah, trust me.
Sometimes you can play that because ladies love that shit as well, bro. Some people think, only for the guys. No. A lot of the ladies, they like to hear Bodak Yellow. They want to hear some Joe. They want to hear some of that, like, hood shit. Do you know what I mean? Because now it's a bad. So you just got to watch the room and, you know, play for the ladies and at the same time just bring the energy. So that's what I do, bro. I don't do nothing special. No one comes to see me. Come for the night. Do you know what I mean? So that's how I roll, bro.
What's your take on residencies and just getting the guest sets? Like, what do you prefer?
At the moment, I do loads of residencies. I just do residencies all the time. I'd love to do guest sets, you know what I mean? Because I feel guest sets is 1 hour. You can just go and just do an hour of energy. So for me, I'd love to do guest sets, bro. You know what I mean? Anyone wants to hit me up for a guest set, I'm going to do it. I'll come and do an hour. I just be pure energy, do you know what I mean? But no matter what, put me early, I'll play my role. You put me late, I'll play my role. You put me in the middle, I'll play my role. I'm not one of these guys that comes in that starts blasting all the bangers at like 10 o'clock or whatever.
What's your take on that? We're already on that topic. What's your take on that?
Like a lot of DJs. Do you know what it is? I mean, like, there's not many people watching, but most people see this part. I just feel like they're not educated. That's it.
Yeah.
No one's kind of shown them, okay, you are doing, but maybe because of the time you're doing it, it's not right. Let me show you why and let me show you what you can do. If no one's doing that, then I could... Because let's be real, bro. If I'm a DJ... I don't think, oh, yeah, all that shit. I don't think, oh, yeah, let me play warm-up songs. No, you're going to think you want to play the biggest tunes right now. Exactly. So someone kind of like, you know, take them on a, like, you better, hey, go, hey, bro, don't do this. This is why you don't do this. Try something like this. Help them. Try to help them, you know what I mean?
Bro, so, one sec. Sorry, your audio is kind of cutting out a little bit. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's me or if it's, like, in general.
What about now? Is it a bit better?
Yeah.
Ultimate Man at Wonder. But yeah, all you all do is just educate them, tell them. And there's been many DJs, bro. Like, I have this convo with my boy Ada all the time. It's like, yo, like, I'd like to go to DJs and just be like, look, so you're using the YouTube route? The reason why you shouldn't use it is because bad quality. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't hear properly in the club. So get your music from that DJ city. Some people just need someone just to let them know because not everybody has a mentor, not everyone has someone to show them. So that's it, really. But I'm happy if anyone wants me to show them some shit. Hit me up on the DMs. I'm down, bro. I've helped people in the past. I'm always looking to help people, so I'm cool with that, bro.
Bro, that's the thing. You've got to... It's literally with education what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one tells you what to play in a warm-up set. No one shows you what songs you need to put.
Nope, no one does. And no one will. How's someone going to be like, oh, no. You get booked. You want to learn to DJ. Like, you get booked. Cool. You're a young DJ. Isn't a lot. Get that. Exactly. Or you can, as Wanda says, you can buy the music or you can use record pools like DJs, BEP as a premium, BEP free pool. I just feel like the DJs out there, there's a lot of them that are up and coming because, you know, like many people, no one's there to teach them to show,
definitely.
Don't do that. People, you know what it is? people will be like, they'll say something on Facebook, oh, I had this DJ burn me. But what did you do to help him or
nothing.
Her?
Nothing.
Thank you. So for me, I'm like, I don't know, that's just me. I'd rather
I think people want to see them fail, though, in the set. Like, okay, yeah, I understand it's annoying, but unless you know that if the person, okay, if the person's actually good and good up and coming DJ, like they've done warm up sets all their life and you know that personally, and they're just trying to throw you off the set, okay, that's a different story. But if you know this is one of their first gigs, go up to them and be like, you know, like this isn't, or afterwards you'd be like, this isn't how we do it here, or you need to add this into your set, or whatever, don't play this. That's literally it.
100%, bro. But some people are not receptive to that because nobody likes to be criticized, which is fair enough. Who does? You know what I mean?
But, no, like, but I prefer someone comes up to me and be like, that was set was just, it wasn't on point, because it humbles the DJ as well, you know, because like, let's say you think you've done the sickest set, you think you're sick, but then you know, but it wasn't even that good. Like, I'd rather someone just come up to you and be like, it wasn't good, because that's what my parents do anyway. Like, if they hear a mix, they'll be like, shit, like straight up.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I feel like if you've got people around you, like, for example, you know, people close around me, like A-Dot and Walshy, outside that man, outside A-Dot, Majorzor, if they do something, like, sometimes Walshy will be like, yo, what do you think of this? And I'll be like, yeah, it's right. But I know Walshy's got good quality, so do you know what I mean? Outside man, like, who's, what are we saying?
Man, like, phase.
But like, and A-Dot as well, do you know what I mean? But some people don't have other DJs close to them that they kind of say, come listen to my set, what do you think? Like, is my mixing good? Is it clean? So people don't have that. Do you know what I mean? But luckily for me, like I learned from the beginning to work on everything, like to make sure that my shit's clean. Yeah. And then once you've got that shit clean, once you've got the basics down, then you can go forward. So, but everyone's different, bro. But like I said, if anyone needs me to come listen to their sets or their mixes or some help or tutoring or anything like that, just give me a shout, give me a DM. Do you know what I mean? I'm always about helping.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? What do you want to achieve?
5 years, bro. I want my beard to be like hair.
Why are you trying to look? You're actually trying to look like Nipsey, bro. Like, go get the braids, and then you're gonna look like Nipsey.
Bro, what? You think man's not growing my hair for the braids, bro?
Go get the braids, man.
Bro, I'm gonna get braids. I wanna get.
You gotta get to my level, bro. You gotta get.
Nah, that's weed, bro. Man's got weed.
That's not my weed, bro. That's my own. That's my own hair, bro.
Nah, bro, that's weed.
It's not weed, trust me, it ain't weed.
See, look at this rupee star, he gets it. Like, no offense, bro. Look, I'm about to drop some knowledge right now, yeah?
Yeah.
See the crowd?
Yeah.
Old type Raymond. The crowd Raymond do not sad. Care about your mixing.
No, they don't care. They don't care. Yeah.
They don't care about your scratching. They don't care about none of that. Old type Virgin. It's my barber right there. He's gonna when lockdown's done.
Hey, no, don't put the hat back on. Put the hat back on now. Put it back. The views went down.
Sorry, I'm scaring you. But levels, phase, whole time phase.
Phase can't chat anyway. That's what I was
saying. He's always got a high top. Phase is like fucking Will Smith, you know what I'm saying?
That's what he's looking like, Will Smith.
But like, phase knows he's got a thingy. But like, levels, they don't care about that, Shaq. It's all about the selection, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've heard mixes that are horrible that made me laugh on the ground, yeah? But you know what? When I look at the crowd, they don't care the fuck, bro. They're still dancing. So, that's the levels. Like, people, look, don't get twisted. Have your shit on point. So, when there's another DJ, cool, we get it. Old title, done now. But,
fresh home.
Selection, bro. Yeah. Fresh home.
Just came out of pen. Came out of pen.
Yeah, bro. Man, looking like Tion like this.
You're actually looking like Tion how he came out of prison, bro. I beg you, put a video out and be like, fresh home.
But you know what it is? Because I don't post selfies. I don't post any pictures of me, yeah? So no one's actually seen me for like maybe 3 months. So then it was like, fuck, this guy's got the beard. But straight out of pen, yeah. But levels, it's just about the selection, bro. Like, I've seen DJs that don't really mix, yeah? Mm. Like, whole time, my man, like Flo, yeah, Kid Flo. He don't really mix. And like, you probably know you had him on there, bro.
Yeah.
But his selection bangs, bro. And he's killing it in West. He don't really mix. And that's to be fair, when I watched him play, I was like, he just killed it. He just shined down, bro. The thing is,
it's about energy, to be honest. Like, that's literally it. And again, selection. Because if you ain't got banger after banger, even if it's not the top 10 bangers, it's just bangers in general. People get confused, like, oh, is What's Love even a banger because it's not in the top 50, like, or something. You get me, like, dumb kind of things. But when it's like that, that's what anyone wants. They want to just be dancing for the whole night. They don't want to have one song which is good, and then next song they're by the bar because or sitting down because they're like, oh, I'm tired, I can't be arsed.
But then at the same time, you got to remember, like, it's true. Everyone's different. You got to look at the crowd, innit? For example, like, I, as an example, one time I was in a club and I said to my boy, Ado, I said, hey, look, I'm not going to mix for like half an hour, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to play, every tune I'm going to play is going to be completely different BPM-wise, right?
Yeah.
But I knew that the music made sense, but BPM-wise it didn't. And mixer, I didn't mix, bro. It was like a train wreck music, like for mixing-wise. But the room got busier. The room got busier and people were dancing. Yeah. Even though I didn't mix, it was all over the place, bro. But I was playing banger after banger, right? And I said, he was like, bro, you got to go back to mixing. I'm like, I will go back to mixing because I like to mix. But it proved the point that people don't care. Do you know what I mean?
No one cares. Unless the DJ's in the crowd, that's it.
Yeah, unless, like, but don't get twisted. Some people have said that, but I still like to mix because I want to make sure my shit's clean. I don't care. There's no DJ. I don't want to clang. If I'm going to do the scratch, I'm going to make sure it's good. I'm going to make sure Alt at David. I'm going to make sure everything's clean. So I will still do that. However, the crowd don't give a fuck.
Definitely.
Like, unless you're playing to, like, when I went to the Link Up was crazy. It's all about techers. It's all about techers, bro. Mm. Like, if you weren't mixing, every DJ would turn their head and look at you. But when you're in the club, bro, they don't care.
But no, I but like the thing, yeah, so that's literally true. Like, I've seen one of the, like, some sick DJs that won't mix at all in a club. Like, and even you could say that yourself, like, you even named Kim Flo, like, he's sick at selection. Like, there's people who won't mix properly, like, and I've seen that as well. Like, when I'm even going West End, like, I'll see DJs who don't actually mix, they got the sickest selection, but they don't mix.
Yeah, but and that shows, and you know what, I was like, I can't do that because it's out of my comfort zone, but it made me prove that, you know what, I want to actually learn to focus more on selection, but while mixing. Do you know what I mean? And to be fair, that's what's held to my sweat. That's why, like, if you heard me a year ago, I was still like I've been killing it for a minute in my scene. In my scene, in the clubs in Delta, people know who I am. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, in West End, people don't know who the fuck I am. I'm nobody. Do you know what I mean? But in the clubs that I know, that the DJs, they respect me for many years. But now I feel like I focus more on energy more. And now it's kind of elevated me a bit more. Do you know what I mean? Now my nights are more busier consistently. And people are just loving it. Like, for example, I say to any DJ that's listening now, come down when it's over. Prison Bright, I'm on a Wednesday. It's a shooting night. I'm in the curve room. It's the best night I've been to all year and last year. And every DJ that comes say it's the best night they've been to. The energy is great. People are chilled. Like, there's no tables. Everyone's just having a good time and everyone just parties. That's
okay, so going with that, right? Because you said something about no tables. Do you think these clubs are going to go towards the table spend and bottle spend after quarantine because everyone needs the revenue? And do you think that's taking it away from the passion and love of music?
No, I just feel like I don't mind bottles, like, clubs. It's like if I go to a club that does tables, that expect that, innit? Expect that. If I go to a club like Deltic where they're not really on the tables, they might want to go tables, but they're not gonna go like mad tables. They might go like, you know, they might try and sell more like Smirnoff bottles and try to get people on tables, of course. But I just feel like they just wanna get the revenue up. Yeah, they wanna get tables, but they really know that if you've got a shooting night, you're not really gonna get tables, are you? So they just wanna get people in the door, bro. I think they wanna get people back to regularity of coming to the club. I think that's their main thing. It's not about profit in the short term, it's about long term. So they want to get people to come back to the club. I think that's what it is.
Do you think how, oh, what about the club's revenue sort of thing?
Yeah,
it's tricky because you see the Deltic clubs, right? When are they actually going to open? Because that's 2,000 people in a roof, basically under one roof. You get me? Yeah. So those clubs, I'm like, obviously, I know everything's going to come back, but those will be one of the last clubs to come back in the sense of clubbing industry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, it could actually be one of the first because they've got the room to social distance in that sense.
Correct, they have, yeah. So if you go
to it's like an up and down of it. It's like the upside, you've got the space to social distance. Downside is massive and you're going to, you know.
Yeah, struggle to like make it feel
struggle
like
to make it, and also yeah, struggle for the revenue because if you've got a club with 25% capacity or 30% capacity, how you making money?
Exactly the point. So that's why for me, I don't really think about it. I let them guys think about it because I don't need the stress. Do you know what I mean?
You're not the club owner, so you don't need to stress about that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just hope that, you know, when this stuff opens up, they're gonna be like, yo, Like, I had some sick nights, bro. Like, Tuesday Southampton is crazy. Wednesday Brighton was mad, bro. Like, it's legendary. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, I hope that, you know what I mean? That they're like, yo, Terry, like, come back. Let's do it. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I hope. And I hope they do. And I don't know when it will be, but I'm ready. I'll have my mask ready. I'll have my alcohol wipes ready. I'll have my gloves ready.
Hand sanitizer everywhere.
No requests, stand 2 meters away from me. I'll have all of that ready, bro. And I'm ready to party. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not in Ibiza, that is.
How do you find it with like certain clubs with their DJ booths like really high, some of them on the same level? Like, are you against like the high DJ booths, like you're some angel, or like are you cool with that?
I just feel like, for me personally, like, I'd rather be more closer to the crowd. Obviously, now I'd rather not be because obviously, too many distances. I'm being honest. But only because, you know, the only reason I say that is I have asthma, so I'm high risk. So for me, like, I don't play with my health. You get me? Mm. I don't play with my health. Yo, I just want to say one thing. Hold tight, FaZe, and the DJ booth in Story Croydon.
I already know what you're gonna say. That's the thing. I already know what you're gonna say. But for
every
people
time
who don't
I
know...
DJ there, I get a bad back. Yeah, my back kills me. Yeah, not because of my age, but because of that booth. And it's too small, bro.
Bro, why is it that the whoever's on the mic, the MC, has to be like outside the booth because there's no space, basically?
Bro, yeah, it has to be outside because, bro, do you? I'm not gonna lie, I've lost a little bit of weight, and do you know what? To get in that booth and not get caught, bro. Like,
you know, like Faisal, though, like the staircase up to the booth is like the tightest thing. Like, how'd you get equipment through there? How'd you get anything through there?
Bro, it's even getting my bag through there is long, bro. Two people, when you got someone in there and someone coming out, it's just like, oh, fuck's sake, this is someone more, it's just too much, bro. But for me now,
do you rate the new layout? Have you seen the new layout?
Yeah, but the booth is doing the same.
Yeah, I know, why did the they worst fucking booth.
We can't. FaZe and I don't know it. Yeah, we do. You can't. Nah. Fucking hate that booth. Sometimes FaZe is there. I'm like, cool, we got to swap, right? But not have the music cut out. Bro, it's just a myth. I'm like, bro, just FaZe, just jump around me, or I got to stand
you're,
up.
You're crawling on the floor. You're crawling on the floor.
Oh, I'm crawling up the steps, bro. And the thing is, it's so dark, you can't see shit. And then you fall on the step. It's, oh. But now, yeah, for me, to be fair, I prefer booths that are closer to people. Because for me, I want to be part of the vibe. And how are you going to feel my vibe if I'm so far away? Like, how? So yeah. I like to... For me, I'm about the people, innit? I don't know about Proud Camden, Wonder. Yeah, A-Dot's skinny and he just about gets it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah...
FaZe is booth, skinny as well. FaZe is tiny, bro. Like...
His hair ain't tiny. His hair is up to there.
What's in his hair ain't tiny?
I'm coming for him. Hey, yo, can I say, though? I want to say this now. Have you heard FaZe DJ?
Yeah. I've heard A-Dot, I've heard FaZe, I've heard you DJ.
Bro... First time I heard FaZe, I was like FaZe runs through songs quick. Like, he, like the bashman, but bro, he brings energy. He's selection. Bro, there's times, yeah, where I'm listening to FaZe and I'm like, quick, Shazam.
Yeah.
Shazam. Let me Shazam. First, I'm not gonna lie. See,
you can't even Shazam it.
Bro, you know, FaZe, are you on there, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say this now. I'll say how it is. FaZe, you gotta stop putting certain tunes like plus 17 on the pitch, bro. Like, I don't want to hear no games at 110 BPM.
All right, but the thing is, no games, you can't run. Okay, wait, hold up. But in Croydon, yeah, you can never run.
I said it,
run.
FaZe. I said
you can
it.
Never,
hold tight,
but you can team. Never run no games, like, at the same beat, at 96 BPM or whatever it's on. Like, you just can't run. It's
you can't run it at 112 either, bro. You can't run no games.
My son is on 112. My son is on 112. All right, FaZe, you got to switch it up now, man.
Nah, I can't lie, there are levels. Like, when I heard, yeah, you can't have that Serrani on that.
I
can't lie, bro, FaZe kills it, bro. Every time FaZe drops on, I'm like, okay, what am I doing afterwards? I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to play, bro. FaZe shuts it down so much that he brings the best out of me because then, like, I have to go better than what I was because he kills it, bro. Every time, FaZe kills it. And that's why I respected that FaZe. He comes, that's why he does sick parties. He does like the Krypton Kona and shit.
Yeah.
He does this shit. Bro, FaZe is everywhere. That's what I love about FaZe. Do you know what I mean? And you know what? I'm not even going to lie. Not once has he come across arrogant or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he comes always cool.
Yeah, what he told me, because when he drinks, he's just lit.
Bro,
I've seen, when I met, like, when the first time I met FaZe, yeah, like, I think I told him as well, Like, I got up to him, I was like, oh yeah, I'm Chris, but he was like, yeah, cool. Because he went drunk. He was like, yeah, cool. And then went into the booth. I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, now I'm here doing an interview with him. It was funny, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never met you, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but that's because hold up. But that's because whenever I come Croydon, I'm never allowed in the flipping DJ booth. That's why I can never come see anyone because that stupid bouncer. The stupid bouncer is like no one up, and I'm like, I know the DJ. Like, I know.
Yeah, you get that. They won't let no one up, bro. They let Mo up. Trust me. Sometimes they won't even let me, and I'm like, yo, I'm DJing. They're like, okay, cool. But yeah. But I just want to say, like, I just want to shout out bad DJs, like. There's some of the CDs that are killing it, do you know what I mean? And I got a shout out man like Charles Prince.
Yeah.
He's helped me a lot recently, do you know what I mean? He allowed me to warm up for him on a Sunday, in Drama Sunday, do you know what I mean? Which gave me, it's opened my eyes and my music journey so fucking much, do you know what I mean? So, like, that's one thing I love, you know, I got to give respect for it. Yeah, see that dude done it, yeah. Like, a family's like, yo, hey, Ethereum, do you know me? I'm like, no.
No, who's this guy?
But yeah, Charles Prince done a lot, you know, I give him respect. JoJo. Like, it's cool, brothers. Them two guys, bro, I feel like you gotta, like, them two guys are cool, bro, and I fuck with them. Do you know what I mean? They've always been
definitely.
Cool.
I was, you know what? I was just blessed to get them on this. Like, 100%, bro. I was like, I never thought this at all, yeah. 8 weeks ago, I never thought I'd even touch with the, firstly, touch, like, with Rusky or Nathan Dorr or whatever, I've done interviews with them. Secondly, even touching, like, the Central London scene. Like, obviously, every DJ knows that scene is... It's just their circle, basically.
It's the hardest scene. I'm going to say it right now. The Western scene is the hardest scene.
It is. Like,
but you've got more chance of DJing in Ibiza than you've got a chance, probably DJing in the West. Facts.
Yeah.
And I know, because I've DJed in Ibiza. So I know.
It's true, though. Like, I know DJs up and coming have DJed in Ibiza. Like... And they didn't even have to work hard they worked hard, but not worked in the sense you have to get to, like, with the West End scene.
West End is like, you know what it is? I see it's like, West End is like a circle, right? And then you've got like 10 DJs in there, and they're all holding each other's hand like that.
It's a merry-go-round. It's a merry-go-round.
And you can't get through, bro, because at the end of the day, they're killing it. Why don't they need anyone else? So I get it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's like with Charles Prince, 18 years he's been in the West End.
Imagine that.
That just shows, bro, that they don't need anyone. They don't want anyone.
They don't. And that's why I respect them. Do you know what I mean? And it's hard. And, like, obviously, I have a crack West End. I've tried to slowly do some stuff. I've done stuff. I've done dramas many times. I've done The Great Wall of West End. Trust me. I've done Cirque and... Was it January the 31st? So, like, the biggest day of this year, probably, because, you know, that everyone waited until the end of, like, payday. I've done that. It's crazy, bro. Like, it was stressful, but it was crazy. And I love, you know, I mean, love for Charles for allowing me that. He's not on here, but still, do you know what I mean? But, like, there's so much DJs out there that are doing bits. And I feel like, not even, like, help each other and stuff, but I love that everyone's active. Do you know what I mean? FaZe is active. FaZe is doing bits. He's like, yo, bro, hey, help me, like, give me away. I'm like, bro, like, you don't need to, but you're doing fucking hard parties. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got
I was doing crypto coining, bro.
Yeah, I was like, I watched his story and I was like, okay. Hold tight, DJ Nate as well. I haven't seen Nate for years, but I always said it. For me, Nate, in UK, if there's bashment, Nate's number one guy. I say it all the time, Nate's number one guy. And years ago, I said, bro, I need to come and hear your set. Still haven't heard Nate play in my life. But I listen to Nate's lives on SoundCloud and MixCloud on the Rex because Nate kills it. Fucking shut it down. And you got my boy Walshy, also need to sell. My boy Walshy, he's killing it. He's doing things of culture. And I love that people are now coming together, doing parties, doing their own sort of parties and be like, you know what? I'm going to do a party. I'm going to bring my people in. That's what I fuck with. That's what people need to do. Event? Yeah, I had one, but then obviously Corona stopped it, bro. Do you know what I mean? So for me, like, I had hot in here parties. But I couldn't do it because it was going to be on the end of March.
Yeah.
Let's see, this guy's got a question. What's the next business model for the DJ industry? We have to evolve. I feel like now is the time. It's going to be harder, but now is the time to build up your own party. Also, Brewstar, build up your own party now, I feel. Yeah. And then at the same time, also my bro. And then, like, just bring your friends in because you'd be real. Let's be real. There's not going to be large gatherings as much. Do you know what I mean? So why not get a little venue that has 50 capacity, 100 live capacity, like 100 capacity, and just bring your people, have all your DJ friends come and do a set. for like an hour and bring their energy. They bring their people and everyone have a good time. That's what I think. That's the next thing. People got to start doing that, and then they can build brands and they can take it bigger. Because eventually, when things get back to normal, if you build your brand now while it's small, and but you're selling out all the time, you're going to build that vibe, that buzz. Look at culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Culture's doing bits right now. Do you know Ulta, SB Flawless, and Walshy and Garb? They're doing bits, bro. And I've done two of them, and I'm happy to keep doing more. Do you know what I mean? Because I love it, bro.
Don't worry, I'm going to be the warm-up DJ now.
Bro, Walshy will definitely get you one of it, bro. No, you definitely get you one.
We'll organize something. But that'll be a good one, though. Like, and I said, bro, the thing is, for me, even like just doing a set for free, I'd do that any day, like right now at this point, because we're all hungry for it. But for me, I think I'm hungry, in my opinion, but I don't know. You know, so whatever it is, like, and I'm not ashamed to do it for free. That's the thing. Like, I know DJs have pride where they're like, I'll never do a set for free, you know, like, I don't think I'll ever get to that level doing it for free. But the thing is, it's exposure,
bro. Like I said to everyone, yeah, he's right. Like, we, the club and the scene, the event of DJs, yeah, you can have a Spotify playlist, but you need DJs, 100%. It's about energy. You can't get that energy from a playlist. But, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, levels. When I went into DJ, yeah, and Ada knows, like, people that know me, and they know the character I am, bro. I don't need to say anything. But when I was DJing for the first year, bro, I never had a car. I would take a train all the way to Basildon, bro, station. I'd walk an hour from Basildon station.
Where are you based?
I live in East.
Okay.
So take a train from Basildon.
What's that, like,
so
2 hours?
Walk from Basildon. Well, I'd walk an hour in the cold with my laptop and shit through fields to get to Envy in Bas Vegas.
Yeah.
Just to warm up for free. Just to warm up, yeah, to no one for an hour and 45 minutes. And then the last 15 minutes of my set, people come into the club. I've done it for a year, bro. For a year. You know what I mean? Like, you got to pay your dues, bro. Like, if you think you can come in and start getting, fuck that shit, bro. You need to learn it, bro, because you can do so much at home, but I feel like you need that club experience where someone will take you on and you can practice in the clubs. That's what I feel people need. That's why a lot of these DJs, he knows it. A lot of these DJs, they don't know about, like, warm-ups and stuff because no one's taking them in. They're just like, yo, banger, banger. But I've seen people's sets online where they're posting, like, they might post, oh, look at the time. It's like, I don't know, 11:30. And they're paying the bangers. And I'm like, yo, if I was the main DJ, I would say, hey, guys, could you not rinse me? Could you not play all the bangers? Because at the end of the day, you got to play your role. Like, if you play all your bangers now, people don't want to hear the songs again and again.
No, but not
again,
even that. People are going to go home because they're going to be like, oh, we've heard we've heard our tunes before 12 o'clock. Why are we going to stay till 2?
Yeah, why? Why are we going to stay till 2? You can ruin the vibe of the night. So I just feel like, you know what I mean? You got to be, I feel like if you haven't DJed for free, if you haven't warmed up for someone for free and learned your craft, I feel like you're missing that a lot. Do you know what I mean? Mm. See, he already knows. I don't even know who this Whip Star is, but you need to. Like, you need to, like, play for free, learn your craft, and realize that if you've got a love for music, you'll do it for free. I'm not saying now. For example, I'm not even going to lie. Some people be like, yo, can you do a set for a party, but I haven't really got a budget? And I'm like, you know what? I fuck with you. I'm happy to do it. Do you know what I mean? Because I fuck with what they're trying to do. So I feel like everyone's different. But some people are like, oh, no, I wouldn't. But, I don't know, different job will be supervisor does. Yeah, exactly. You need to know your role. And I feel like when you do that warm up for free, you learn your role and you understand and you become a better main DJ.
But not even that. Like, everyone will praise you. And it helps you. It opens the doors because let's say you're on a primetime set. Yeah. I come in, do the warm up. You're like, bro, you know what? You killed it. Come back next week or come back whenever, you know, because the DJ after or even the promoter or manager will be like, no, he actually warmed it up properly. Instead of
bro,
you trying to
see what you're saying. See what you're saying, bro?
Yeah.
I warmed up for Charles on a Sunday. Yeah. Warmed up. I'd never done West End in my life. Warmed up. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I warmed up. I thought how I'd think to do warm up. Charles was like, yo, last week you done. Do you want to cover the Friday set? On that same day, bro, like the next day, he messaged me, be like, yo, do you want to do drama on a Friday? Just Friday, we need someone to cover JoJo. I was like, shit, fuck, wow, I appreciate that, bro. Do you know what I mean? From a warm up, he offered me a set, bro. So, like, that's the whole point. So, I went there, I done a set for free, and then he offered me a paying gig the next day. Do you know what I mean? So, if that's not an example of exactly what I'm saying, and that's a real life example.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Before I said Drama Sundays was lit, I fucking loved that. I didn't even say the word there. I don't know why I said that.
That's because all of his girls were there, isn't it?
Yeah, as people know, he already knows, man. Man's biggest gallus, you get me? But yeah, you get it. You got to get
the. All of his goals were on Sunday.
Bro, now Sunday, you know, I love Sundays, bro. And I loved warming up for Charles. It was such an eye-opening experience. And it was like, for me, it was like a different world. West End is a different world for what you, when you normally.
That's the thing. It's literally, bro. It's weird. It's actually weird, you know, like how, you, let's say you take Croydon, or let's say you even take Watford or any Prism, and then you go to West End, totally different clientele, so different. Totally different set. Like, the whole set is totally different.
Whole set. And it's, for me, it was, if I'm, it's like this, right? A lot of people in West End, they play only West End, really.
Yeah.
I play that is literally true. That's true. So for me, it's like, fuck. Like, I'm like, see, I appreciate SC Flawless. Nah, I killed it. Nah, nah, nah. He helped me. Do you know what I mean?
That's it, you bro. Stop blushing. That's okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm using you playing like commercial sets. Do you know what I mean? Like, for a commercial crowd where you can't go too hard sometimes, or whatever. Then they're like, nah, go hard. Like, do your thing.
Yeah.
So it was hard. One day I'll go warm up on a Sunday, and then the next day I'd have to play a completely different set in a commercial venue. So it was kind of a challenge for me, but I felt like, for me, that brought the best out of me. That helped me grow. Because like I say in everything, if you don't go out of your comfort zone with anything, DJing, anything in life, you're never going to grow. Like, when you go to the gym, your muscles tear, that's how you grow.
That's how you grow. Yeah, DJ Eyes, the genres are kind of like, you got your Spanish reggaeton, you got your French, you got all like the American hip hop stuff, all the bait stuff basically like that, and then the bait bashment as well. It's like,
if you're lucky to play bashment.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Like, I've heard it only, I've been to Liberty.
No, JoJo can play. JoJo runs.
Yeah, JoJo was playing, and Naz was playing. This, and they were playing a bit of bashment, but it's the bait ones.
Yeah, you're playing like Fever, Charlie Black,
Fever, yeah.
Say So. Yeah, do you know what I mean? But like, you know, in Croydon, we run bashment for like a minute, bro. We run bashment for like we're playing old Cartel, new Cartel, old Bravado, like Anyway, Gangsta for Life.
Bro, you know every time, that's the only reason why I come down, because the bashment's decent. Like,
bro, when FaZe does it, I just step back and be like, FaZe, kill it, bro.
FaZe, do your thing.
Bro, FaZe kills it, bro. That's why when FaZe killed it, you know what I had to come with? I was like, shit, I had to go reggae, bro. I had to come with some old school, like, Lovers Rock, bro.
I must have missed this night. Where was this?
Bro, first time FaZe placed, he shut it down so hard. You know what's funny? Mo was like, yo, FaZe is killing it. He looked at me, he was like, what are you going to play? I was like, I don't know, bro.
I bet you was like 1 minute before your set, and you're still looking like, what do I even play?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know what to play. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. What I used to do back in the days, like when I used to play in the Barcelona room, like I'll play the bashment, then I'll play reggae. I said, fuck it, I'm gonna come reggae. And I dropped the reggae, and FaZe was looking at me. I thought like FaZe was looking at me thinking, rah, he knows about reggae. I want to say that he felt like that. I was dropping the craziest tunes, bro. Every man was like, pull it. It was proper like them Sunday jams.
I'm gonna ask you this before we get into this question. Who's the best DJ you've DJ with?
What, DJ with or I've heard?
Okay, one heard and with.
What, best or favourite?
No, best.
Best DJ, even though it kind of goes against what Cranor was saying, but for me, my best DJ is my favourite DJ, Scotty B, because I love Scotty's. That Scotty is amazing with his selection. He can play bangers. He can play any music. Hip hop,
he's just
like
just a master at the flipping. USB.
He's a master. He's a master. 100%. Come on, one that knows. Everyone, if you know me in Furious, I love Scotty B, right?
Yeah.
And I never forget. Like, I'm not gonna say I was a fanboy. I messaged him. I was like, bro, like, I'm a big fan of you.
I'm the biggest.
You might not know who I am, and he was like, no, I know who you are, Furious, bro. You're cool. I fuck what you do. I was like, bro. I said, can I come watch you and tape? I never met the guy in my life. I said, can I come watch you and tape tonight?
Yeah.
He's like, cool. I'll put you plus one on the guest list, bro. He don't even know me. And then he'd bring me in. He was like, yeah, cool. I went in there. I didn't pay. Went into tape for the first time in my life. This was like last year. And then last year, top of the year. And then he was like, yeah, like, come in. I said hi to him. He was like, cool. Yeah, cool. Anything you need, shout me. And I was watching him. And I was like, bro, Scotty B, he makes me like want to go home and practice, is one of the things. He makes me want to go home.
Trust me. Why is it that literally it makes me want to use USB? And that would never happen.
You know what's crazy? I can use USB, you know? I actually, for 5 months, I paid USB. I done 5 nights a week, main rooms and urban rooms on USB, bro. I could run USB. I'm not gonna say it's good as Square because I don't want to like say that. But any DJ want to test me in USB, I'll test them.
I'll take you on USB then.
Anyone, bro. Anyone, bro. You know, it's crazy. I'm faster on USB than I am on a laptop.
Yeah, but it's easier because the songs are right there. And also, you screw your face with that, but you know how on laptop, yeah, you're kind of, you like all of us know what song to put with what song, yeah? So you search for that song. But on a USB, you scroll and you're like, oh, there's this song on there. Like, I didn't even, like, let me play that one. Like, you miss through some bangers that.
Nah, but you need to realize. You need to be quick because I don't play.
The quick thing, like.
And look at Ado. He said, man's better on a USB. Bro, if you see me, hold that stuff. If you see me on a USB, bro.
Yeah.
You'd be like, rah. Like, I'm different on USB, bro. Like, I'll go, like, I mix quicker than you. I'm going to mix quicker on USB than you would on laptop, bro. I'm quick, like.
Why is it? What I mean? Why is that? Is that just because it's muscle memory and you practiced it?
Muscle memory, and plus I have the same crates on laptop and on USB. So okay. I know my crates. I know my crates. I know my music, bro. Like, you can put me anywhere in someone else's laptop, and I can just type in every song because I know music. I fuck it. You know, if you don't love music, then by the end of this quarantine, you won't be a DJ. If you love music and you love... It's true. A lot of people that are DJs, but they're like, I'm going to stop it, which is fair enough. But if you love music and you love the lifestyle and the whole thing of it, like, DJing is not a career, bro. It's a lifestyle. Do you understand?
Okay, let's go with this. What's the difference from spinning at events from spinning at clubs?
I feel like at events, it depends, isn't it? It depends what the event is. If the event is, I don't know, like old school, then it's old school. But for example, Culture to West, they're both very similar, to be fair, because obviously Silk loves that shit. So you just got to play a West set and Culture. But most times it's just whatever the event wants, isn't it? If the event wants old school, you play old school. That's it. In West, I feel like it depends. It depends if it wasn't a West or any commercial club. You kind of got to fuck with the manager. But then with the event, you just say, your boy, it's like, yo, just do you. If the boy says, yo, do you, then you just do you. So that's it, really. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, one to know is my laptop breaking was a godsend, bro. My laptop was down for 5 months. It wasn't working, right? I got USB. Practiced and I went hard. I was doing, because I was, you know, people don't know, but I was doing Fiction in Romford main room. Saturday night, Windsor, Attic Windsor main room. I used to do main rooms on a Friday, Saturday. So I'd be playing house, drum and bass, a bit of dubstep, trap, pop, sing along, a little bit of disco. I'd be playing every genre, bro, on that night. And then on a Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I'd be in the R&B rooms and I'd be going hard, like schmurder and shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'd be doing. So, bro, that's some crazy days, bro. You miss out a lot of these big clubs, bro.
I missed that. Well, that's not my problem. I blame my parents for that.
Yeah, blame your parents. They should have had you a couple years earlier.
No, it was. I blame my parents because I'm looking at it, like, all of you guys, you were born in the era where it was a bit easier to get into the scene than it is now, right? Like, I don't know if you agree with it, but I think
now to get in the scene.
No, it's not. It's really not easier to. It's not easy. So why?
Because they are easy. Is you buy a laptop?
Yeah. Okay. No. But that's okay. Easy to start DJing. Yes. But easy to get in the scene? No.
All right. Do you want me to tell you what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Start your own event. That's it.
I've done my own event, but it's just a lot of work.
But you do that and you bring people on, and then they're like, you know what? I'll bring you on my event. That's it. This is the easiest time, bro. Do you know why? It's because now it's all about social media, bro.
Yeah.
And no offense, you're young, you're in your, like, maybe 20, 19, whatever, bro. You was raised in Facebook and Instagram and shit, right? My days and Wonder days, people that are my age, in their, like, I'm saying, in their 30s, I'll tell you, I'm 35, I don't give a fuck, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm 35, I don't care. We never had social media, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, so it's different the way that we come in it. So, like, like, people that I was on vinyl, they know, you get to spend more money, bro, for you.
Yeah, all you have to do is this, bro.
All you gotta do, bro, I'll tell you right now, right? Anyone I want to know, start an Instagram page, make an event, call it whatever you want to do. Could be DJ Chris Events or Presents, whatever, right? You do that, all right? Then you start building the fan base, which you can do because people follow you. You've got over 4,000 followers on Instagram. Easy, light work. Say, do it on your page. I'm gonna do an event. First 50 tickets will be free. Do a capacity 100 vinyl. Find a little club or a little back room in the club that can do 100. And just make it free for everyone, yeah? Get a photographer. Get some DJ friends. You can be like, yo, I'm furious. I haven't got no money, but can you spin for an hour maybe? I'll be like, yeah, cool. I'll help you out, bro. Shout me. Yeah. Then do that. Have a couple of DJs that will look after you and be like, cool, once we get back into it.
Right, like 2 years ago, I started it, But it's one is consistency, like as everyone like consistency and everything. But it's just like, you know, you always have that worry, which is like, is anyone gonna turn up? I've had them, like I've done good ones, you know, like I've done three events 2 years ago in central London near St. Paul's. So I've done that and I've sold out 250 people twice. But the third time was the worst one. 10 people turned up because I put the tickets to 30 quid because like I was like, I think I can make more money. And it's just with the pricings, you get me? And I only have like 30, yeah. So I only had like 25, 30 people there. And that's when I stopped it. That's when I stopped it. I haven't done anything since.
Bro, this is the thing, right? Look, look, I'm no one special. I haven't done crazy events, but I understand people. I understand shit. And at the end of the day, bro, like, Ultra Nikhil, my guy Nikhil, like, well, you done. It was cool. You made an error. You fucked up. Cool. Mm. But then what do? You learn from your mistake, bro. By giving up, you're just like, there was no point in you even doing it. Do you know what I mean? So you should have been like, cool, you know what? I'll go back and I'll put the ticket prices down lower. Look, at the end of the day, yeah, cool. You got to push the boundaries. That's how you learn, bro. You didn't know because you, can I make more money? You could have, but it didn't work. So why not? Go back there and start doing it, bro. Because I feel
like
now
the clientele you're trying to pull as well. That's the thing. Like, you see, with you, right, you'll pull in the, let's say, the 21 to 30 crowd, yeah? Or even higher or whatever. But for me, I'm pulling in the 18 crowd, which won't
spend the money. Crowd, yeah. Yeah.
But no, but even that, but you get me. But like, you can still pull the 21 plus crowd, yeah, because you're older as well. I'm not that old, so.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything about age, my bro. Age
it does though, because 18 year olds won't spend 40 quid on a, or 30 quid on an event, or 20 quid on an event that they don't know who's turning up to. You get me?
So why are you putting that price then?
Because it's like, I'm not gonna price, or I don't want to price it at £2, because then there's no venue. There's not many venues I can get where I'm gonna make my money back, or just about make the money.
Okay, then why don't you find a venue that, okay, cool, it might not be the best, it might not be the most prestigious. It depends on the clientele. If you just want numbers, then fine. If you just want numbers, then you go to Watford or you go to one of these clubs and be like, yo, can I rent out one of your rooms?
Mm.
That's it. They have the security in place, they have a bar in place, they have the drinks in place, they have everything in place. And they'll say to you, okay, you know what, just give me a fee of like £200 or maybe £500.
Yeah.
They might even say 150, 200. You pay 200, you throw your event there. And that's it. And then you can charge £5. And you can have 200 people that you had on 250. If you have 200 people, bro, at £5, what's that, 10 grand? Do you know what I mean? And you made that much money, like, straight away. So, at the end of the day, bro, like, you're looking at shit. Like, it's made money. You made 10 grand. And you paid 500 for that, bro. Yeah. So, that's how you got to look at it. Don't, if you look at it greedy, cool. But if you look at it, it depends what your goal is, I feel, is that if your goal is to provide entertainment for people, which it should be,
yeah,
then... Don't go
no, it was still a good night, but obviously I was just disappointed the whole thing, so I didn't even want to do it again.
Bro, I would have paid £30 to go anywhere. I wouldn't. Like, £30, like, maybe if I'm going to Shire, or if I'm going... Old Beach is £15. I mean, for Rocks, it's £15. If you charge £30, I'd expect to fucking see a bag of artists, bro. You
know yeah, I had three artists, that's the thing. I had three artists on the lineup, but no one wanted to pay £30. Yeah, they're not like big names. That's the thing. So, now they're getting big. So I had Romsey. I don't know if you know Romsey.
I had Romsey. Yeah.
So I had Romsey. I had Hax and Kimbo.
Okay, so,
those like Hax is coming up, but Kimbo's still ish. But Romsey's come up a lot now.
And this was 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And his man is still coming up.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you have someone like I don't know, if you had like a Notes, cool. I'll pay 30.
Yeah.
But you got to look at it, like, as if for us to say, like, why are you charging so much? That's the thing. Then maybe whoever done the finance part of it, the market, realized shit, like, the numbers are wrong, bro. You got to be like, no, fuck that. People are not going to pay for that. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but that's the thing. You've now learned that lesson, bro. So why don't you, the fact that you sold out 250 event, bro, is fucking amazing. It's not easy, bro. It's hard.
It's not, it's really not. It's the worst thing is, like, the whole process. As, like, as people know, like, doing an event, like, it's mad. It's just, and you will know as well. Like, it's just a lot of stress. But I think when you've got your mind to it and you know what you're doing...
Then why don't you do that, bro?
I'm definitely looking at it, though, because I know for a fact that after this period, all the clubs are going to look for event managers and events to come in. Like, the clubs won't pull in their own people.
Exactly. And Flawless knows it. Like, Silk knows it. Like, a promoter is harder than being a DJ.
It is,
And that's why a lot of clubs will be like, you know what, let's promote. Let's, like, get, like... someone to help promote, and that's what you can do, bro. I feel like if you've done it before, bro, do it 100%. I think so. I think it's best for you to do it, bro, because at the end of the day, you can create your own name, which you're doing right now by doing these interviews, and then obviously you put your party out there, bro. People will know who you are. I know who you are. People now know who you are because of these interviews. You can put a party out there, have some of these DJs that you've had on the interviews, that would be cool of you. Oh, could do me a favor, I'll pay like 50, or if you can do it free, they'll come and support. Boom, hold tight, Ashlo, and they'll come and do their thing, bro. Easy.
That's the thing. You know what? It is actually opening my eyes up to this, because with the interviews, it's helped me network with you guys and build up the following. So if I do another event, more people actually be inclined.
Thank you. You're raising your awareness now. People have heard of you now. People are like, oh shit, he's interviewing Bear Man. Like, I know this guy. And your following is growing, bro. So why not? And then by still do the interviews, and then eventually create your own event, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
DJ Chris Presents. Boom, I think you can do it. I think you should do it. Whether you do it or not, it's up to you, but I think you should do it, bro. And that's what I'm saying. It's easier now than ever to get into DJing, bro, because you can create your event so easy. So like so easy, bro. Like, I can create an Instagram page in 5 minutes, bro. I can start building a following.
Yeah, anyone can start, yeah.
So I think you should do it, bro. I think that'd be good.
Yeah, you know what? It is, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna thank you for that if it does go ahead with that.
I think you should, bro. I'm waiting for you to hit me up and be like, bro, can you just do a set of my party? I ain't got money, but I can do it. I'll be like, yeah, cool. I'm waiting for that message from you, bro.
Okay, fine. Right. Once things are up and running, I'm definitely gonna look into it.
And I'll be that guy, brother. I can be the first guy you shout, yo, can you help me? I'll be like, cool. If I'm not DJing, I'm like, I'm there. Even if I'm not DJing, I'll come support. And if you want me to like warm up or whatever, I'll warm up, bro. Support. And then you know, like, that's who people are, bro. That's how you know if you can fuck with people, if they're there to support, bro. And I'm there. I'll keep it real.
No, I appreciate that, bro. Like, I really appreciate that.
That's
like,
fine, bro.
I know there's like, I know like there's obviously a lot of people who would never do that because they wanna keep their level there and not want to go there or whatever. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
No, but you can still be up there and still help people out, bro. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? So
after quarantine, what's the first kind of steps you're taking?
Hopefully go back to work, start jumping to the clubs, start making some moolah, start making some cash money.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just kind of like to see how the clubs are going to be and what we can do with it. Do you know what I mean? Hold tight, Ash Lowe. Big up my boy, Ash Lowe. He's killing it right now. Obviously not right now, but he was killing it in Grand Electra, bro. Grand Electra on the Saturdays.
What city do you think is popping in the clubbing industry?
London. You know what is? I'm not going to lie, bro. There's no one up here in North, so I can say shit. I don't know anyone up North. So I don't know any much about towns up North, but I know people always talk about Manchester, Newcastle, Bromley, do you know what I mean? They're big cities. People talk about them all the time. So maybe they're doing well. I don't know. But, well, no one knows what's going to happen now. But Manny, I have Manny's banging, though. I keep hearing Manny all the time.
Manny is, I went there last year. Not to DJ, just for clubbing. And, like, yeah, that's...
Where'd you go? History?
No, Live.
Oh, Live. What's the same?
The only thing I don't like is how they chain the bottles down to the table.
What? What? So you can't lift the bottles from the table?
Everything's changed in Manchester.
Oh, probably, yeah. Do you know what it is?
Because people are like smashing bottles and people, But apart from that, I want to say G2 was playing, but back then I didn't know who like G2 was, so I don't really know, but I want to say he was playing.
Yeah. People like, Silk say, probably licensing, Like the same way at Romford, you can't have nothing glass, everything has to be plastic bottles. You get a bottle.
Sorry, bro, I just lost you.
Yeah, that's
fine. Was it me or was it you? I don't know.
It was you.
Was it me? Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's fine, bro. Just thingy, man. But, how you been though? You been all right?
No, I've been good. Just, you know what? It's getting to the point where I've kind of had enough. Like, and you see with, like, the lives, right? I've seen a massive decline in people joining in the lives because obviously it's a trend, right? So at the start of quarantine, everyone was hopping on it. I was like, oh, I'm sick, you know. This isn't even just me, just in general. Like, I've seen it, massive decline. Like, I can take some DJs, for example, taking getting 2.6k on their lives, and then now it's on 300. Like, how are you, you know, 2.3k in 3 weeks you're losing, you know? That's it. And I don't want to say their name because he's a calm guy, like, he's a good DJ and everything.
Nah,
but
you ain't
got to like...
bait no one up, bro.
No, but you get me. It's just, you get me. Like, it's like, how does that even happen? And I see that as well. Like, even on my lives now, like, I mean, I'm not hitting those numbers, so it's not actually that drastic for me. But I was hitting 25, now it's going to 20, 18. Like, you get me? It's not that deep compared to 2 point whatever. But I'm seeing it. So now it's got to the point where I know everyone's coming back to work. Everyone's kind of losing the momentum.
Starting to get back to normal life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to do this till clubs open because I know clubs won't be open for time. Like.
Yeah. You still got at least, I reckon, at least till September. Maybe.
Yeah. August, hopefully September, but I don't know. No one knows.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one knows until it happens. So.
But when do you think, or when do you want it to kind of come back?
Well, obviously, as soon as, but I don't think it's right to do it now because it's, like I said, until no one's dying of it, then I'm happy to go back to the club, bro, because I don't want to, like I said, I'm high risk like you, you're high risk. I don't want to go somewhere, jeopardize me or jeopardize someone else. So I'd rather it to be done and then we'll go back to the clubs. And if that means that we're all broke and shit, that's what so be, you know what I mean? But Universal Credit is helping right now.
You know what, it's tough. Do you regret having DJing as your only job, or do you think it's been the right move?
Nah, bro. It's my life. It's who I am as a person, bro. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be furious if it wasn't DJing. So I don't regret it, bro. I just, it's up and down, it's ups and downs, but we just, no one could have seen this down. And it's not me that's been affected. It's like millions of people. So I can't really moan because people have lost their home, their jobs, their businesses. So for me, it's just money for the time being. But it's nothing compared to people, so I'm not really moaning about too much.
Bro, I really appreciate this conversation, man. It's really good. And like,
no, that's
fine, bro. I appreciate you like wanting to help out as well wherever you can. Like, it's sick. Like, I know there's a lot of DJs out there that are doing that as well, which is good. And
everyone talks it, bro. Come look, I know you're gonna go. I'm gonna go as well. But like, when everything pops up, come story, come see FaZe's hair. He's probably like bigger than normal. And come Prison Brown on a Wednesday. It's the best night, so just come through, bro.
Which one's your best residency?
Prison Brown on a Wednesday, bro.
Okay.
It's because, like, sometimes I could be completely smashed, but everyone's still having a great time. And then I can be sober and everyone's still having a great time. It's a good vibe. And people reciprocate it. I push out vibes, they push it out. And I get gassed, bro. I get so gassed. Like, oh, like every night I go there, I'm like, nah, last week was crazy. We can't top that. And then I top it and I'm like,
How did we top it?
And then next week I topped it again. I'm like, how do we top last week? Yeah. Last week was insane. And normally you only get the nights when it's like a special event or freshers and stuff. Mm. But it's just a regular fucking Wednesday, bro. Nothing special. And it's mad. And we go to 4, bro. We go 4 a.m. And that whole room is booming until 4. And I'm like, fuck. But you know what I mean? Definitely come through, bro. But thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
Keep doing anytime, bro. Like, I really appreciate you wanting to get on this as well and just help out.
No, 100%, bro. Do you know what I mean?
But hope you're staying safe. And yeah, definitely, I'm going to come to your sets and hopefully I can do a little warm-up if I can.
Bro, come. You want to come on a Wednesday? What do you use? Do you use Serato, yeah?
Yeah, Serato.
I'll tell my boy Imran. Do you plug it into the mixer?
Yeah, I haven't got a box, but I can get, I'm saving up for the box.
No, you plug it into the mixer directly.
Yeah. HID modes.
No, not that. Just when you plug straight from the laptop to the mixer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The club kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, come through. Come through, I'll let you jump on. And if your warm-up's a bit subpar, I'll let you know. I'll be like, yo, don't play that
I'd rather you tell me straight off that, bro, don't play. Like, I'd rather that instead of me thinking I've done the sickest set ever and then you never want me back. You get me? And I'm like, what have I done wrong?
100%, bro. I'll be like, bro, like, we don't normally play them songs at this time, so try not to. Yeah, but that's cool, bro.
Don't think I will anyway, because I started doing warm-ups. That's how I started, like...
Oh, that's good. Then I'll be happy, bro.
Hopefully I won't mess that one.
Nah, you are.
But I appreciate that.
To correct you, bro. Thank you very much for the call.
No, thank you.
Yeah, keep doing,
stay safe, man.
You too, bro. Take care.
Thank you.